Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hey guys.
Hello.
So,
welcome back.
I feel like I'm living in
Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog's Day, or like Inception, or something bad. Any of the bad ones. So, we've recorded this
now. Three times.
Well, this is the twice one for this one.
This is true. The other one was also twice.
But we think we figured it out, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. So basically, long story short, last episode was going to be from pages 1 to 261. It ended up being pages 1 to roughly 205, because we then just kind of, like, wanted to finish the recording, and the mic wasn't great that we had to, like, finish with. So we were, like, honestly, instead of a whole 30 minutes of shittiness, let's just, like, finish somewhere. So we got to, like, page 205-ish, I would say. And basically we ended off that Violet has now bonded Tarn and Andarna, and she found out that she's, like, tied to Zeta now pretty much forever because Tarn and Sagal are bonded, so now they are bonded. Unsure if we said this last episode or not, but Tarn and his each rider, like, the bond gets stronger. So they're speculating if Violet dies, Tarn dies, mates are interconnected, so then Sagal dies, and then, as we know, when a dragon dies, their rider dies, and then Zayden dies. So basically everyone's life is in Violet's hands, which is not a good place to be. I mean, she's any better. I wouldn't be, like, thrilled.
No.
Like,
I'd be pretty upset, probably.
Yeah. So they're all tied together. Now it's like a forced proximity situation, which we love. So with that being said, this episode now, LOL, is going to be chapter 18 through the end of the book, which is roughly pages 207 through 498. That's the goal. That's the hope and the dream.
Okay, but, like, also, Onyx Storm comes out in one day.
Yeah, tomorrow? Oh, wow. So that's how far behind we are. Basically. Yeah. I'm, like, excited, but then I just started panicking a little over here.
We're gonna finish the book in, like, a day. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna eat it up.
Like, we honestly, you guys might be hearing this recording tonight if all goes well. Just mass publishing. Here you go. Have at it. So, we're pretty much going to just breeze right on through what we were gonna cover last episode, because then this part gets way more exciting.
I know, and I feel like also, too, it's, like, all, like, the crazy meaty stuff happens, like, towards the end.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. There's not, like, that much crazy to chit-chat about.
Yeah, like, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, we chatted about it last time, like, when it was supposed to be an episode, part one, is relevant, but, like, there's way better stuff. So, yeah. So, basically, we left off where I just told you guys, and so now everyone wants to kill Violet because Tarn is super strong, and so they want to, like, try to kill her while the bond is weak, and then be able to bond Tarn themselves. So, because of this, Violet one night is just dreaming, having some nice dreams.
She's in a little silk nightie.
She loves a silk nightie, this girl.
Which, she really does. Yeah. I'm here for it. In a war college? Interesting. Anyways. And she's just, you know, sleeping, and all of a sudden, like, Tarn is, like, in her dream, screaming at her, like, wake up! Wake up, Violet! Wake up! And she's like, what's going on? What's going on? She wakes up, and there are 7 people
in her room.
In her room with weapons, just all, like, ready to pounce. And she's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and that's not good. So one of them runs away. And then she's fighting off these people. She's obviously not doing, like, great, because there's seven of them.
And she's probably, like, still, like, half asleep.
Yeah, that's a rough... I would just die.
Talk about, like, a crazy lucid dream.
Yeah, no. Fuck that. So then...
Take me.
She, like, the dragons are in her head, and, like, Tarn's like, hold on, he's almost there. And you're like, oh, of course it's Zayden. Mm-hmm. Fine.
We know who's on the way.
I'm like, and I'm just imagining him, like... running in panic through the hallways. Bro, this is going to be the thirstiest episode of all time. I actually don't even mind recording it again, because sweating. So, he's not going to get there in time, because she's, like, pretty much, like, about to have, like, the death blow made to her. And then Darna, like, screams mine and, like, freezes time. Which, I was like, oh, alright. Great.
That came out of left field.
Well, so, I don't know if they mentioned it yet or we find out after, but, like, apparently Feathertails, because they're, like, the baby dragons, they don't give their riders, like, a signet. They just give them, like, raw, unfiltered power.
I think it's after.
Yeah, so,
like, because I think Violet's like, what the fuck?
Right, so, like, that's why that happened. So Violet takes that, like, 5 seconds just to, like, get out from under the person's arm.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks and, like, Zayden, like, kicked in the door and is, like,
he's just
there.
Standing there in the door frame with, like, all his shadows, and you're just, like...
I would have taken such advantage of him being frozen. I don't know what I would have done, but I would have done something.
Just would have ran straight into those arms.
Yeah, which, I mean...
Hold maybe... on tight, spider monkey.
Maybe if, like, you know... He has, like, knives, like, he might stab me by accident, so, like, not the best plan, but I would have risked it for him.
Nah, he wouldn't have.
Okay. So,
It's Violet we're talking about here.
True. So, time unfreezes. Zayden's, like, a little confused because Violet is, like, not where she was a second ago. And Zayden basically just merged everyone, which I'm like, yeah, you did.
Love it. So good.
I love him.
Like, I really am, you know... just so hooked in by the, like, I will burn down the world for you.
Yes, yes. Which, he should be like that. Great. So.
I will cover this land in darkness for you.
Yeah, I'm like, do whatever you want.
Smother me with your shadows.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, choke me with them. I don't care. That would be crazy. That's like very Dorian.
Havilliard, I think.
Sure.
Love Dorian, too. I mean, don't get me started on Dorian.
Right, but Zayden, I think, takes the cake for me for Zayden. All men ever. Anyways, so...
I know, but Dorian's got some really good one-liners.
He does.
Like, way better than Zayden.
I don't know. We don't see enough of Dorian, I think.
This is true.
Dorian's from Throne of Glass, guys, if you live under a rock.
Yeah, so. But, like, you know, she Manon asks him, you know, like, what color is your blood? And he was like... I'll bleed whatever color you want, and you're like, fine.
Okay, well, also, this series isn't over, so I argue Zayden could have...
This is true.
Like, that happened later.
Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, there's no hope for Zayden. Obviously, he's my favorite as well, but...
Yeah, there's much hope. Anyways, so, whatever. So, Zayden...
I digress.
His BFFs, Garrick and Bodhi, who are, like, awesome. Garrick is very Emmett from Twilight-esque. Bodhi is, like, a puppy. I don't know, it's kind
like,
of...
No, not a puppy.
Like, a better... Like, well, puppies could be, like, a little badass, too. He's, like, a badass puppy. He's, like, nice. He's, like, my, like... He's, like, a cousin I would want.
I just think he's, cousin. like a nicer version of Zayden.
Yeah.
But... A more welcoming version of Zayden.
Yeah.
Anyways. But, yeah, and Violet also has a bodyguard. A bodyguard.
Yes.
Liam.
So, those are, like, Zayden's, like, main crew.
Mayari.
Yeah. Is Garrick, Bodhi, and Liam. So Garrick and Bodhi clean up the bodies. Violet goes with Zayden, and she's like, "What the fuck?" So they go to their dragons.
Take care of these bodies for me, real quick.
Yeah, and they're such loyal friends. I don't even question.
You know what to do.
Yeah, they're like, "Got it, aye, Captain." So they go to the dragons. That's when they find out about Andarna being a baby and like that she can give all this power, which is what happened.
Yeah, and so she's like wiped out. So she's like sleeping.
Yeah, and so then Violet. Tells Zayden, because he's like, how did they get in the room? And she's like, oh, someone left. And he asks her who it was. Now, he believes her completely without fail. Is that a sign of his trust in her? Is that a sign of his second signet? We will chat later about this. But either way, he believes her. And so the next day, they're in, like death roll call. Whatever. Morning announcements.
That's a pretty brutal morning announcement.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Did not make it.
Yeah. Here are your your fallen comrades, we commend their souls to Malik.
Amen. God bless. So, Zayden walks up and he tells, you know, the guy, is it Panchet who makes the announcements?
Panchek?
Is it he who makes the announcements?
I think so.
Okay, well, Panchek can make the announcements, and he was like, oh, well, we have a breach in Codex, like, whatever, and Violet's like, oh my god, it's about me. Like fuck my life. So...
Zayden steps up to the podium, and he's like,
yeah.
There's been a murder. No.
Attempted murder. I mean, whatever.
No, there actually was a murder.
Well, there was, but he killed everyone. But
yeah,
he announces that Amber, that another bitch. Wing leader,
loser.
Is the one who unlocked all the doors. And here we have fucking Dane being a shining star again.
Yeah, so Dane immediately, like, turns to Violet. And I just, like, imagine him, like, just, like, grabbing her by the shoulders. And be like, tell him he's wrong! Tell him he's wrong, Violet! And Violet's like, what the fuck? Because obviously she told Zayden. So it's not like he's just pulling this out of his butt. And, Violet's like, fuck off. And the fact that, like, Dane doesn't believe Violet, this is your best friend for years. I mean, like, come on, bro. Like, I get you have a history with this Amber chick, but, like...
Well, right, and Amber's also, like, a fucking rule follower, gold star kind of bitch. Mm-hmm. And, like, so, A, it's fucked up that she broke the rules. B, of course her and Dane were together. Like, what a bunch of fucking vanilla losers. Like, I told... Well...
Was this in the episode that we recorded in...
Yes. I said Dane is a strictly missionary kind of guy. Like, I'm sorry, that's
what
all
did you
does.
Say? What did you say? This is how it's supposed to be, Violet, right?
Like, yeah, like, he's like, this is it. This is how it's supposed to be. Dane is like, I'm a rule follower, missionary only. And he's quite frankly, in my opinion, not even worth the body count number that he would be. He's a waste of a body. Hot take. And again, Dane's hot. Like, we've seen fan art. Dane is a good-looking man. But I'm sorry, that's almost worse. When you're, like... super hot and like can't break the rules, I'm like, what's mm-hmm. wrong with you?
Or you're like super tight a
yeah,
tight ass type A,
yeah,
you know, like fucking loser chill
bro.
Out bro.
And so like in this interaction he's trying to like his signet is he can memory
watch memories
yeah watch memories when he touches your face. So he goes to like reach for her and she was like absolutely the fuck not.
Yeah,
because they told Violet you cannot tell anyone what Andarna's power is, that she's a baby, whatever. So Violet wouldn't mind showing him, but she has the secret. And then also, like, he didn't even ask. He just, like, lunged for her, and she's like, hey, like, I'm your best friend. How about you just believe me?
Mm-hmm.
You piece of shit.
And he didn't believe her.
And
until...
Then, yes.
Until yeah. Violet asked Tarn to share... her memory with all the other dragons, and then all the other dragons will show that memory to their riders. So then it's like, oh yeah, there's legitimate proof here.
And then that was it. And then fucking Tarn burns the shit out of Amber. Bye, Amber.
Done. She is dust.
Dust. And then the part that we were going to originally end at ends with Violet and her bodyguard Liam. We love Liam. They're on library duty, and they get, like, scrolls about, like, battle updates, things mm-hmm. like that, and they get a scroll and it like falls and it opens and they see there's been an attack on this town Summerton, and it's not confidential, so like, oh, we'll learn about it in battle brief.
They go
to battle brief, they don't mention any of it, and they're like, was that confidential? But they know it wasn't. And so we know now there's like some sketchy
ish
happenings.
Going on, yeah, for sure,
some sketchy happenings afoot.
Yeah, so like I feel like that really sets the stage for like the next part of the book. Because now it's, like, now we're, like, kind of, like, unraveling.
Yeah.
You know, like, what is really happening?
Yeah.
Is Nevaeh, like, all as it seems? Time to go down the rabbit hole.
And so, really, what happens the second half of the
and
book...
And you're watching Disney Channel.
I want to, like, I wish I knew how to edit things good enough to do that, but I don't. So, the second half of the book really... All that happens as far as plot...
I just want to talk about our highlights, man.
Yeah.
Specifically, two highlights.
Yeah. No, literally. So, like, plot-wise, it's almost less than part one. Like, they're not, like,
so
parapet, conscription, threshing. Like, it's less than that. So, basically, the 2 second parts of this is just Violet and all the other riders are manifesting their signets and, like, trying to, like, go to classes for that. And then before graduation, there's war games. And that's really the two main things that are going on in, like, this part of the book.
Yeah.
But as far as now that the plot is, like, calming down slightly, the rest of it.
Oh, sorry. Get a little steamy.
Wow. So...
Okay, so let's just jump head first.
Dive right in.
Zayden and Violet. Okay, so let's begin with the dragons.
Yes. Because away this happens. So before
it wasn't that far in.
A signet, like the dragons have to choose to give all their power to the rider, and then it's like a countdown till their signet manifests.
Yeah, the signet will manifest.
So Tard finally
power.
Is like.
He shares his power with Violet, but okay, so.
Uh oh.
For this reread, because obviously we read this book before, I couldn't remember when this scene happened, but I remember, like, reading, like, our first, like, half of the book for the first episode of this book. Can't speak. And I was like...
Flustered.
I'm just thinking about it. And I'm like, oh my god, when is the scene coming? When is the scene coming? And then it came.
It came.
With a vengeance. But anyways, and I literally remember my first initial reaction, right? Okay, so just to set the scene, Violet's in her room, and she's, like, just hanging out or whatever, and all of a sudden she gets, like, this, like, tingles all over her body, and she's like, why am I feeling like this?
Well, and she, like, opens the door because she just feels, like,
Strange,
but, like, I think she's starting to realize that
she's
just
like,
horny.
She's, like, really, like, hot and bothered. But,
so,
like, she was just chilling, you know?
So
like,
she's like, what? And then she opens the door and Liam's there and he's like, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what? Why? And he's like, you look weird. And, like, she's, like, debating, like, should I fuck Liam? And, like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, this is spiraling.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been there for her and Liam, for sure.
Same.
That would have been...
I mean, also, you're in a...
That would be great.
School full of dragon riders who are all sexy. So, like, really?
Everything's high stakes.
She should just go on a path. She should just do one after the other.
I mean, everybody else is. She's the only one who hasn't. So imagine, like, her own, like, feelings, like,
she's
having
like
not gotten with anyone. And now all of a sudden, you know, there's this giant fucking dragon channeling all his lust,
horniness.
Like, into her. Not,
yeah.
Not like the dragon has a thing for Violet, but... That's a different territory and a different type of book.
It's because Tarn and Sagal are, like, having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
So, the emotion... Just, like, they could talk to each other in their mind. Like, their emotions also flow back and forth. But, like, Violet doesn't know what the fuck's happening, right?
It's, like, the first time that all of his, like... The channels are, like, wide open.
Yeah. So, she's like, I need to get out of here before I either fuck Liam or something
she
else happens.
She runs outside. Like,
yeah. So...
Like, I need fresh air.
She needs to cool down. So, she runs outside, and guess who's, like, leaning against the wall fucking smoking weed?
Oh
our
God.
Boy, Zayden. And you're just like, yes, let it begin.
And, oh my god, imagine, like, you're already just, like, horny
mm-hmm.
for no reason.
I know.
And then you see that. I would pass out. I think I'd be so overwhelmed.
Yeah, my body would just turn off.
Blackout. I can't even breathe right now.
I know.
It's not me, unfortunately.
I know, we're just so excited.
Wow. So she's like, hey, what's up? Like,
this is my favorite scene in the book.
Yes. And so he's like basically
tells her,
like, oh, like Tarn and Sagal obviously are like getting on and I'm smoking because it helps me relax. And he's like, you gotta learn to like
block him out.
Like, he's channeling to you now. Like, this is your first experience with it.
So he, like, teaches her how to... What do they call that?
I don't know. I was hoping you remembered because I don't.
Oh,
ground?
No, she has to ground herself, but...
To do this? I think it's just blocking. It might not be. Whatever. Well, I can look. I'll find the quote anyways. But start explaining their situation.
Yeah, so, he's like, you gotta learn how to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden they're like super close to each other and you're like, oh, God, yes, let's have this happen, please. So, you know, like they're very breathy, you know, their faces are slowly inching closer and closer.
Wow.
And, you know, they're like looking deep into each other's eyes and like you could feel the angst and the lust and the forbidden love and the forced proximity, but, like, also, like, the anger and, like, a little bit of hatred, and you're just like, wow, this is just great.
And so they're, like, talking about, I got the quote.
Oh, amazing.
So they're talking about, like, yes. grounding. I think it is just called grounding and blocking. Whatever. Sure. Anyways. So basically, he says to her that you are astonishing, which I forgot that even happened, because, like, you know, she, like,
was learned. Was that, like, accompanied by, like, a little, like, caress?
Well, he's studying her with an intensity that makes me sway toward him. So, not a caress, but equally as good. And says, you are astonishing. Amazing already. Great word. Amazing
on the floor. On the floor already. Already on the floor.
So, oh, yep. His thumb is stroking over her. Anyways, so basically he says...
What did I say?
Touching you was a bad idea.
I know my scene. No.
Right. Touching you was a bad idea. And then he groans.
Stop.
And says, kissing you would be a cataclysmic mistake.
Cataclysmic?
Says, right. Calamitous. And then Calamitous. He says, we'll both regret it. And she says, naturally. And then he says, fuck it.
And then just takes her. Ugh.
I actually wanted to pass out.
I have goosebumps. I yes. literally have goosebumps right yes. now.
And, okay, also I want to mention, too, I don't know if we've mentioned it here or not. Spoiler, we're going to say it in, like, 5 minutes. It doesn't really matter. But Violet's signet is lightning. And he references later in the book saying, like, oh, I knew what it was. I was just waiting for it to manifest. And she was like, when did you know?
Yeah, he was like, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, and then she says, when did you know? And he says, our first kiss. And I read it, and it says, you know, like, she was like, I surrendered to him completely, whatever, and then they're, like, making out. And it says, a flash of light burns behind my closed eyes, followed by a boom of thunder. So, like, she was already channeling. Interesting. But this is the sexiest scene of all time. Yeah. Like, hands down.
I imagine it's, like, probably, like, just, like, flurrying, just, yes, like, a little.
It is flurrying. Absolutely flurrying. That's, like, baby-making weather. Like, they're just, like...
Yeah, and it's, like, dark and, like, gloomy, but, like, there's, like, one, like, light, like, from the corner, so everything's, like, super shadowy.
Oh, my God. They're just... They're so fucking hot.
Rebecca knows how to set the scene.
Rebecca. So, they're just making out. They're giving in to their temptation, finally. So, this whole next part of the book is...
And you're screaming, you're kicking your feet, you're giggling.
Screaming, dying... panicking, sweating.
So good, but then he pulls away and you're like, fuck.
Well, because then he says, like, she's like, let's go upstairs right fucking now. And he's like, wait, like, technically, like, you're not even, like, consenting because, like, this is, like, you're, like, the feelings began because of Tarn.
Yeah.
So I'm like, first of all, this man is killing people for me. He now is just saying fuck it and making out with me with, like, the passion of 1,000 men. And now he's like, but I draw the line at making sure you're consensual. I'm like, even better.
Yeah. Check.
I mean.
Check. Check.
Like,
check,
literally, if
check.
You have the list of morals and he has all in the X category, everything else, mm-hmm. then, like, the check is consent and that's it, fine. Fine.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's so good.
Like, you don't need to be moral in any other way. Actually, I'd rather you not.
I don't care about what the fuck you believe in, but,
as long as you make sure about consent and everything else and you're, like, a murderer and, like, a liar, I'm like, fine. Yeah. Fine.
I'll turn a blind eye.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
good.
They have now, like, officially begun.
That is the best scene in the book. Rebecca, you outdid yourself with that one. You know how, like, it's, I don't know about you. Do other people think about this? I don't know. Me and my coworkers, like, always talk about, we have this debate about Bridgerton, right? Little side quest right now.
Side quest?
Yeah, so my favorite season is season 2, because I love Anthony, and mm-hmm. I think, like, his, like, romantic line beats whatever his name was in the first...
Simon?
Yeah, Simon. So, like, Simon, tells... What's her name? Charlotte?
Elizabeth?
Daphne? I was nowhere close. Daphne, like, oh, like, his romantic line is, like, I'll burn for you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, Anthony's is, like... You are the bane of my existence,
yes,
but the object of all my desires.
I need you to hate how much you love me.
You literally. Yes.
Yeah. That's it.
It's just... Anyways, so I was telling my coworkers about the book, trying to get them to read it.
And you're like, that's the vibe.
And she's gonna read it. That's all that matters.
Amazing. And so now the first kiss happened, but after this first kiss, they're like, all right, bad idea, because he's like... We can't fall in love, and she's like, fuck you, I'll do what I want, whatever. So they decide, it's fine. We're going to just, like, pump the brakes on us. But now it's war games, so, like, things are afoot anyways.
Yeah, I mean, like, and, you know, they're practicing riding their dragons, learning how to do X, Y, Z, you know.
She doesn't know what her signet is
They're
yet.
Working out. Yeah, so, like, people are starting to get their signets, so, like, once they do that, they can, like, go into, like, the magic class, essentially, and, like, work on, like, honing their skill, essentially. But everyone else is kind of just, like, doing, like, lesser magic in the meantime, so then, you know, they're not, like, so far behind. So, like, it's kind of like a waiting game.
And it is a waiting game at this point. So, and yeah, that's why, like, this plot is kind of, like, smooth, because it's all the room for all the...
the amazingness of this thing. So the next major thing that I feel like is very great about this book is that Jack Barlow dies.
So
they have, like, their first, like, trial for, like, the war games, right? And they're split up into teams, and essentially, to me, it kind of sounds like Capture the Flag, but, like, on dragons. Yes. Which I am all about, because I fucking loved Capture the Flag when I was younger. I fucking loved that game. And so, obviously, Violet's with Zayden, and Jack Barlow's on the other team. Things are going, they have to, like, get this dragon egg, but they also have to, like, protect their flag. And Jack Barlow, right out the gate, goes straight for Liam. So he's trying to kill Liam, and you're like, of all people, like, fuck you, Jack. Liam is such a good person, and you're an asshole, so Psycho Sid is in full-blown colors today. And Violet obviously loves Liam, because who doesn't love Liam? And so she's fucking pissed. And somehow, some way, Jack ends up on, like, this, like, watchtower something. And she's just so fucking pissed that he tried to kill Liam that she fucking...
She's, like, burning up.
Yeah, she, like, throws all her energy, like, at this tower and hits it. And... That's where Jack goes. So, apparently Jack is dead. And I don't know about you, but I was clapping. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, Jack's dead, apparently.
But Violet's upset.
Well, and now her signet manifested, and she's like, it's lightning, I'm a killer. I'm like, girl, shut the fuck up. Like, honestly, don't be annoying. This is, like, very, like, favorite-esque of her. I'm like, get over it.
Yeah, well, I think the problem...
She recovers quick.
She does recover quick. The problem, I feel, is that, you know, the whole time that she's been, you know, as a writer, she hasn't killed anyone. Which is, like, kind of unheard of, because most of the people are killing others. Whether it's, like, deliberately or not,
right,
I feel.
Right. This is her first kill, like, ever.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think... Okay, never mind, I'm not gonna say that. But, like, I don't know, it's hitting her heart. So, like, Dane... There's two different reactions going on here. You know, Dane is very, like, coddling her, and he's like, it's okay, I'm so sorry. Like, you don't have to do this ever again. You don't have to use your lightning. He was like, you can just, you know, work at the school and blah, blah, blah.
I'm so sick of this fucking man.
And Zayden just fucking speed walks right in the middle of them, and he's like, don't listen to him. And he was like, I know this was hard, but he's like, get it the fuck together. Like,
yeah, but sometimes you need that, because, okay. Yeah. Speaking as
She's besides herself, yes. You know?
And speaking as someone who is an emotional bitch, me, right here, I, like, there's times Ryan is legit, like, get it the fuck together. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're right. Like,
yeah.
Having someone who coddles you as an emotional mm-hmm. person almost holds you back sometimes.
Well, because, like, it just, like, allows you to have your pity party.
Yeah, and, like... I'm not saying there's not times where I'm like, actually, you're being an asshole, like, mm-hmm. I need you to relax, which I'm sure she does with Zayden, like, also, which we do see, but sometimes it's, like, you need mm-hmm. to be, like, pushed, like, to your limit, and to know how far you can, like, go, and, like, what you can handle. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Zayden's, you know, perspective is, like, things aren't gonna change. You're just gonna continue to kill more people, so you need to get used to it now. Like, accept that this happened, you know, you don't have to like it,
right?
But... this is unfortunately what you signed up for.
Yeah.
This is your reality now.
And she gets over this real quick because...
Real quick.
That night, she's like throwing fucking daggers at her like...
Ugh! Oh, should we set the scene again?
Yeah, like throwing, but what's it called?
Like a...
It's not a dartboard.
I was gonna say...
I know, me too.
I was gonna say dartboard.
Like, her, like, practice, like her throwing wood. I don't fucking know what it's called. Whatever, who cares, honestly, not even important. So she's throwing her fucking knives in her silk nightie. Bitch loves a silk nightie.
Yeah.
And she hears, like, a knock on the door, and I think she thinks it's someone else, because she's like...
She's like, come in!
Yeah, she's like, whatever, try, like, making sure I'm okay or whatever.
And it's or, like, Liam or something, yeah.
And it's Zayden, and I'm like...
Yes. He, like, just, like, the door, I imagine, is just, like slowly is pushed open. And he's just, like, chilling, like, in the door frame.
Obsessed. So he's, like, basically makes sure she's okay, and he's, like, still being, like, not tough on her, but he's, like, yeah, like, it does suck, but, like, knowing what your power is, like, they're gonna want you to fight, so, like, you need to accept it, and, like, you can be sad about it, but, like, mm-hmm. just, like, get yeah. it together.
He was, like, sorry, I didn't mean to come off like an asshole, but, like, you know.
Right.
He was just coddling you, and that's not how it should be.
And so she's, like, freaking out a little bit, fine, and then he's, like, okay. He's, like, if you need to, like, fucking hit me, hit me. If you need to smack me. Like, do what, like, ever you need to do, like, mm-hmm. to, like, get through tonight. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
And she makes the right choice. Choice C. None of the above. And she starts kissing him and was like, no, like, I need you. Like, this is what...
Chills. I have chills again.
This is what I need. And he's like, okay. Because, like, now she's consenting, she's asking for it, whatever. They proceed to fucking demolish her room.
Dirty dogs.
Amazing.
They're, like, he... The best way you can, like, I feel like you can describe it is, like, they are unleashed. Like...
Yes. Yes. Because just the pent up everything, like... They're on the desk. They're throwing books across the room. He's slamming her into an armoire.
Like, he's in X Games modes. Like, no doubt about it.
My mouth is dry. You know? Yeah. Like, that's where I'm at.
Well, mine is... What? But... I'm salivating over here.
Okay, that's... Yeah. So, they're just fucking...
They break
okay.
everything. They break... They do it everywhere and break everything in the room except her bed.
Because they don't even make it to the bed, which is almost better to me. Like, I'm like, amazing. They couldn't even, like,
they couldn't,
get
yeah,
there.
They couldn't even situate themselves. They yeah. were just like, any surface nearby, that's where
she's
we're going.
She's fucking lightning the curtains are on fire, she's blowing out the windows.
Yeah, there's a storm going on outside, like.
I mean, amazing. So here's my thing with our girl Rebecca Yarros. First of all,
and Rebecca, Zayden's meeting her, like, beat for beat, man.
Amen. Literally. Quite literally. So.
Talk about the stamina. All that working out.
He's holding her the whole time.
I know, it's crazy.
Like, first of all, the arm strength, the stamina. I mean,
the endurance. The endurance.
Yeah. Something to be said about these fucking dragon riders that are training. They must all be just such fucking freaks and, like, go for hours.
But not Dane.
Not Dane. Missionary only, and he's like, we don't have time to do this for more than 30 minutes because we have to go do other things. We do our jobs.
I don't know, but Dane is a rider. I feel like maybe he's not so missionary.
No, he for sure is.
You know, man in the streets, freaking the sheets.
No. Damn. No, because Dayden...
Who's Dayden? Who the fuck is this?
I'm so flustered I can't even speak.
You always mix their names. You, like, always combine them.
Because I'm, like, angry. I didn't want Ding to exist ever. Anyways.
Would you say Ding?
Dane.
Oh, Dane. I thought you said, I don't want Ding to exist. I'm like, who's Ding?
Their names make any sense anymore. Wait, so listen, I feel what? Like Zayden is like a man in the streets and a freak in the sheets because he takes charge. Like, that's like the definition of Zayden. Dane is like a pussy in the streets and the sheets.
Yeah, but like, I would...
Like, he's the kind of guy that, like, he's like, I require a blowjob before I even get started.
Holy shit, but like, I would argue that, like, Dane doesn't come off as a pussy to, like, other people.
Okay, maybe. Well, anyways, point being is...
I feel like I'm always trying to, like...
Fuck him. I don't know why you defend him so much.
I just like to play devil's advocate.
Well, you're just annoying, basically. So, I guess what I was going to say about the sex scene, just real quick before we keep just dying, is Rebecca Yarros, like, I'm sorry. Again, the reason we compare this so much to ACTAR, I don't know if we have said this in... an actual recording that made it, one of the ones that didn't make it.
So
whatever.
Hard to keep track nowadays.
Who knows? But we compare it to ACTAR because they're, like, both, like, the popular fantasy genres going on right now. Like,
we've also read that series, like, 3 times.
Right. I will say Rebecca writes a way better sex scene than Sarah.
So you made the analogy last time that, like,
yes.
In ACTAR, it's, like, lovemaking.
Yes.
Or in, like, Fourth Wing, it's fucking, you know?
Yeah. But it's like, and they're still passionate, but yeah, it's like they're fucking.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, and like also this scene goes on for pages and pages, and you just keep flipping and you're like, give me more.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, like,
give me more, give me more, give me, give me.
So, yeah, so it's so fucking good. So I just needed to make that comparison. You are right. It was the last one that you never saw or heard. So yeah. I'm glad that you pointed that out again.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's like,
no, yeah.
It's like how, like, Feyre and the writing is flowery. This is, like, down to business, passion, fucking.
Yeah, like, ACOTAR is, like, more, dare I say, like, romantic. Like, yes, in terms of, like, fairy tale romance. You know what I mean?
Which
is fine.
I like this.
This is a little bit, like, a little spicier.
Whew, yeah. So, at this point, which, God, you know. And the next big thing that happens is they have this ball.
Okay, wait a second. I'm not done yet.
About this?
Anyway, yes!
She's like, I need 5 more minutes.
Wait! So, anyways, after they are both thoroughly ravished, they decide to go to sleep. Violet wakes up in the morning, and Zayden's not there.
You're right.
And you're like, she's like, damn, okay, like, whatever. But she rolls over, and there's a vase of flowers on her bedside table. Like, of violets. And you're like, yeah, this guy is just so freaking good. And when she meets up with him later, she was like, oh, like, you didn't want to stay the night. And he was like, oh, I had a meeting, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, and you still took the time to get me flowers. Like, this man knows. This man is good. He knows what he's doing. But now we can transition to the ball.
Sorry. Also, I'm just flipping to get to the ball. And, like, I'm sorry, even, like, his one-liners, I will say, too, their head speak is, like,
top tier.
Top tier. Way above recent Feyre, because that's, like, more like they're just, like, using it to, like, text each other. This is, like, flirting and, like, all of a sudden,
like unabashed flirting. In public.
Yeah. It's like sexting, but, like, better. Like, she was talking about a blowjob or something, and he was choking on his food.
Yeah, in the cafeteria, like, wow. Yeah.
Anyways, my point is you were saying the one-liners, like, you know, sometimes, like, whatever, they're fine. But, like, they're just talking about whatever, and then, basically, he says to her, like, you never considered that it was you I couldn't stay away from? Like, he says, like, he's pretty smooth with it, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Before the ball, I think, when does she go see Mira? Before or after the ball?
I think it's after. No, it's not
before. Okay, yeah. We both just had to stay quiet to come to the same conclusion.
Yeah.
So, part of their war games is they have to go to this outpost, whatever, and she runs into Mira, her sister.
Casually.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
They're so happy to see each other. I like them.
I can just imagine them, like, running up to each other and just, like, jumping in a circle.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, oh my god,
so
oh my god.
So cute. So, Rhee, her family lives, like, an hour away from where they are stationed. So, Violet and Rhee go to sneak out, and Mira catches them, and she's like, you assholes. And Violet's like, well, I'm gonna go, so you can either come with us, or I'm gonna go anyway.
Yeah.
So, Mira goes, which is honestly cute, because Mira's, like, a hard-ass, but you can tell, like, she loves Violet. Like, like, it's, like, they have, like, a good sister relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like them. I feel like Mira is, like, a good character.
Yeah.
I trust her thus far.
Thus far is the key word.
Yeah. I don't know how I'll feel if I still... I think I do.
I don't know. I think Onyx Storm is going to change some things.
I agree. But thus far, I do trust Mira. So now Zayden shows up.
And you're like, yes.
Because Torn and Sagal can't go more than 3 days without seeing each other.
Because
they're mated. And that's when the line I just read to you. Where he was like, do you ever think it's like just you I couldn't stay away from? And I was like...
So maybe it's not the dragons. Maybe it's me, you know?
Yeah, which is like... What a line. I mean...
Well, and the thing is that we don't know if it's really the dragons or if it's him, because it's not said.
It's not like 3 days is the...
Like, said. Their threshold.
Right. So, wow. So, basically, then, like, a little kerfuffle happens with these friends, because Mira is like, what the fuck's up with Dane and Zayden? And she's like, you guys need to get it together. Dane, you're being a little bitch.
Mm-hmm. She's like, work out your shit, because everyone else can, like, knows that there's something going on. And so, like, I'm not sticking up for Dane, okay? I'm just saying how I see it, right? Yeah. I'm not sticking up for him. I feel like Violet has gotten very swept up in, like, bonding the dragons, and now she's, like, all tempted by Zayden, and, you know, she's having all these weird feelings. She's, you know, has a Signet. She's, like, processing a lot, whereas, like, Dane has already done all this stuff because he's a second year, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like his priorities are a little bit more straight than, like, hers. She's kind of, like, all over the place.
Fine.
Okay, and so I think when, personally, when, you know, something is out of order in my life, everything starts to fall out of order, right? So I feel like the reason why they keep fucking fighting all the time is because, like, I think it's because they're just all over the place. Because they're in new situations and scenarios. And this is, like, the first time where they kind of look at each other and they're like, you know, like, we are best friends. Like, let's try to bury the hatchet here and move forward. Which I like for them. Like, I like that they, could be like, okay, truce. And
right. Because he also, I don't think, really grasps why she's so mad. Like, she knows, okay, I didn't believe her, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's more to it, like, because, like, she has all these secrets and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think, like, yeah, they disagree. Like, mm-hmm. that was, like, a stupid fight.
Yeah.
And nothing really unforgivable has happened yet.
Yeah. But I think also because he, like, also hates Zayden. Like, everyone hates Zayden. I feel like that's just, like, imagine, like, for example, like, if you started being best friends with some bitch that I hate, and, you know, like, I see you guys around, like, I'd be feeling some type of way. I'd be like, why the fuck is Jamie hanging out with this bitch? You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know.
But, like, he also should understand the dragon bond and all this, and she doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that's where, like, his own...
And it's his male fucking pride.
Well, okay, yes. I'm not saying he's perfect. Just saying, you know, there's a lot of factors at play here. That's why humans are so... They're just so complicated.
Okay,
and it just makes for great drama.
It does. Well,
and a great fight!
Dane does add to the drama. I'll give him that. But he irks me. Fine. Dane's for the plot. So, while they're at this fortress, this fucking outpost, wherever the fuck they are, they get attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mira's like, Zayden, like, get Violet out of here. And, like, he pretty much, like... She fights him on it, and she's like, I'll hate you for this. And he's like, I know. Like, just,
mm-hmm.
I don't. But, like,
and he's like, I know.
Love that, though. He says, like, I know. He's like, yeah, like, you can hate me all you want, but I will do it to save your life. Like, I don't care.
I'd rather you hate me, despise me with, like, all your being, but knowing that you're still safe. Alive and it's safe.
Is good enough for me.
So, that's how I feel.
So... She doesn't know if Mira's okay. She finds out a few days later, everyone's fine. They had, like, you know, some, like, damage to, like, the walls and stuff, but they're okay.
God.
Now the ball. So
they have this ball every year to commemorate, the end of the rebellion.
Yeah, the day the rebels fell.
Which means, the day that everyone was killed, essentially.
Right.
So... Obviously, if they were in Nevaeh, like, they love this, but...
They love it.
All of the kids of the rebels are not happy, right? So they're not going to this ball because they don't want to celebrate. That's kind of fucked up.
Well, it's like the end of their parents' lives.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They don't want to celebrate that.
No.
So,
No, you do not.
Violet ends up going, but Liam goes with her because Liam is just that good of a guy. And she was like, you know, like, that's so fucked up that Zayden made you come. And he was like, regardless, like, I would have came to support you or whatever. And you're like, Liam, like, you were just so good. Violet's got this, like, sexy little two-piece thing going on.
Yeah.
This, like, long skirt with, like, a fucking navel-high slit.
Oh, yeah.
And a little crop top. Like, she's looking good. And they're at the ball. She sees her mom and the king. And it's all very, like...
And Dane's dad.
Yeah, and everyone's fucking giving dirty looks to Liam because he has, like, the rebellion relic. So, we also talked about this last time when the recording didn't work. So next, like, this coming year is the first year that, like, the children, the rebellion children are gonna be, like, on the front lines with, like, everybody else who, like, stayed loyal. So they haven't had this dynamic yet, so everyone's kind of, like, up in arms and, like, unsure how to feel about it, you know?
Yeah, because Zayden is the oldest.
Yeah, and so, like, Zayden graduates this year.
Right.
And...
Which breaks my heart. Like, thinking of, like, seeing your crush every day in, like, school, quote-unquote, and they're gone, and they graduate.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well, okay, so, like, my problem, I feel like, is, like, I love, like, a school trope. You know what I mean? Like, same. I love, like, they're all in school together, they're that's away at like, boarding school, you know
like
what I mean?
Harry Potter hits, yeah. Like, the whole time they're in school.
Exactly. It's just so good. So, like, we really like that. Some other people don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, which is fine, but,
the
like...
The pilot book, we'll talk more about this at the end of this episode, but, like... Mm-hmm. The first book is always just, like, mm-hmm. it's the first kiss, the yeah. first sex.
Well, I was concerned after finishing Fourth Wing, because I was like, well, if Zane's graduating.
Right.
Well, how is this going to work? Because they're not going to be in school together. I mean, obviously, they kind of are, because he comes back
right.
all the time in the second book.
Book two, yeah. So.
Yes!
Jesus Christ. My dog's probably like, what? Well, hold on. Before he's... We're sending him off, and he's not even gone yet. So, she's like, where is everyone? And he's like, yeah, like, they're not here, whatever. She's like, Liam, like, you're forgiven. Go. You're let go of your duty for tonight. Like, yeah. Goodbye. See you. And she, like, follows her, like, mind powers towards Zayden is. Mind you, Violet's having a hard day, too, because this day specifically marks the day that Zayden's dad killed... Brennan, mm-hmm. her brother, and then that his dad died. So, like, this is the day that, like, they, like, the parents of the Rebellion kids, they died, like, a week or two after. Still, this marks the end of the war, so it's, like, sad, but I'm saying, like, this is, like, the death anniversary of, like...
I'm gonna need a date and time, please.
Right. I'll let you know. So,
I feel like you said that last time, too. Are you sure it's, like, a week or 2 weeks?
Yeah, because I need to round them up, like...
I'm sure they were all rounded up when they seated.
Yeah. I don't know.
Regardless.
Whatever. Everyone's fucking dead. So anyways, but Violet's pretty bummed, you know? And yeah. So she goes to find Liam. Not Liam. Jesus, sorry. Liam's gone. She goes to find Zayden.
She ditches Liam.
Yeah. She says, Liam, get the fuck out of here.
She's searching for Zayden.
And she finds Garrick and Bodhi, like, guarding the parapet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm going on.
Yeah. And they're like, no, you can't. And she was like, I'm gonna see him. And they were like...
Well, and they were like, we're his best friends and he doesn't want to see us. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I'm his. I was like, we're just squealing for a whole hour and a half of recording.
Literally.
Just us screeching at people. So she like walks on this fucking parapet, barefoot, in a skirt, flapping around behind her. And I'm like, girl, in the dark.
Would you ever bark for a man?
For Zayden, I would.
That's what I'm saying. Have you ever seen that thing that was going around?
No.
It was on TikTok. I don't know if it ever made it to Instagram, but it was, like, the only man I'll bark for, and it was, like, a fan art of Zayden, and, like, in the background, like, it, like, switched to, like, the girl, and she was like,
I mean, yeah. That's how I feel about him, actually. That's, like, pretty accurate description, if I'm being real. Yeah, so that's that. Anyways, I would bark for this man. So, whatever. Violet is like, I will climb a parapet and bark for you. Fine.
Yeah. She climbs it in a skirt barefoot.
Yeah. So she goes up.
And Zayden's like, no.
Yeah. So he's like a little pissed that she's risking her life for him. He's like, my shadows can save me. Like, you idiot. Like, your lightning's gonna, what is it gonna do for you? So she convinces him off the parapet. And Bodhi and Garrick are gone. Like, they were like, we're okay. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
So... they get off, and she's basically like, come with me, like, be with me tonight. And he's like, I'm not in the place to, like, I know you're upset about Brennan, but, like, I'm not in the place to support you, like, mm-hmm. I'm having a hard night. And she's like, yeah, like, I don't want your support, or, like, I just want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, damn. That's, like, powerful, you know? It's like, she doesn't want him to, like, comfort her, because, like, Ree could comfort her, or, like, Riddick or Sawyer, mm-hmm. like, they could be her friends and comfort her. Like, he's like, I literally can't because I'm so sad. And she's like, I just want to be with you. Like, that's comfort enough. Bam.
Yeah, and then she fucking, like, grabs his hand and, like, leads him off the parapet. And he's like, where are we going? And she was like, we're going to your room. Well.
Balls.
Whoa. Smack me upside the head and call me silly. But, Violet, you are very forward, young lady.
So, also, I'm imagining, because I think in the book he's described as, like, 6'4", and I think she's probably, like, I'd give her 5'4", at most.
Okay.
Like, tiny. Like, a foot difference, and she's bringing him to his room. Ooh. That's good. Which is a good vibe.
Hold on tight, Spider-Rookie.
Yeah. So, they get to his room, and they just, same thing, have sex.
Unleash themselves.
All night. Like, multiple times, five times. Whatever.
All night.
All night, which I'm just like...
Well, because they...
Sorry.
like, I thought you, I swear to God, you, like, came forward, and I'm like, she's gonna hit me. She's so excited.
I started, like, stimming. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Well, there's, like, a passage, right, and they, like, it's noted that they had sex, like, three times or whatever, and then, like, a couple paragraphs later, she was like, oh, after the fifth time. I was like, God damn.
That's so sexy, but she tells him she loves him.
Oh, yes. And he doesn't say it back.
That's fine.
But it's okay, because we know how he feels.
Okay, I'm sorry, like, because I highlight my books. Hallie doesn't, because she's a fucking weirdo and loser. That's fine. I'm just coming at you, sorry. Anyway.
Holy shit.
But he said, have I told you how beautiful you look tonight? If not, I'm a fool, because you are magnificently beautiful. Like, I'm sorry, do you forget the things that he says? I wanted you from the first second I saw you. Like, come on, bro.
Chills. Brother. I have chills.
I don't deserve you, but I'm going to keep you all the same.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Whoa. Oh. Well, anyway, she tells him she's wildly in love with him. Now, I don't mind that he doesn't say it back, because his actions, like, the way he's kissing her and, like, being passionate,
we,
like,
no.
Yeah, and, like, she's, like, I'm actually, like, even she's, like, I'm cool with him not saying it, because, like.
Mm-hmm. Well, because then also, after the first time they have sex, right, and they destroy the room.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Zayden say, like, oh, like, we should, like, not do this again?
Well, he tells, yeah, after they have sex the first time, he's like, you can't fall in love with me. And then, after this time, she's pretty much, or before this time, she's mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna fall in love with you whether I want to or not.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I know, but, after that first time, whatever, and he was like, oh, like, you can't fall in love with me, like, we shouldn't do this, blah, 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 blah. You know, Violet is like, oh, like, maybe there's somebody else. You know what I mean?
And then he's saying here, like, and
she,
only you.
Yeah, and she asks him, like, in class, like, oh, is there somebody else? And he gets, like, all mad and, like, blocks her out.
Yeah.
And so, like, after they have sex here, he was, like, I can just imagine him, like, all snuggled up in bed and like, him just, like, whispering, like,
yeah,
you know?
Oh, I also...
You're crazy to think, like, there'd be anyone else or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, and then, like, even though he doesn't say he loves her, but, like, he says... You already have me, you have everything I have to give. Which is, like, essentially the same thing, and she, like, recognizes that.
Yeah.
Okay, this part, I wanted to point this out because I highlighted it this time and I forgot all about it until I just read it. So, she's saying something, like, she's, like, saying, like, oh, God, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's, like...
Yes! Yes! Okay, yes! Yes!
Thank you. So, she says, oh, gods, and he says, which God are you calling out for? And then she says, you. And he literally says, I appreciate the elevation to deity. My name will do. Okay, this is my hang-up. Every other book, these fucking weird-ass narcissistic men that try to be badass are like, I'm your god. And I was like, thank you, Zayden, for being the only normal fucking human. And he's like, yeah. Like, he, like, makes fun of her, kind of. Like, mm-hmm. all right, thanks for, like, elevating me to, like, deity. But, mm-hmm. like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And I was like, thank you. Thank you for this normalcy.
It's not like that fucking haunting Adeline when it was like, call me God.
Yes. So, because I just think it's so cringy, like, how big is your fucking ego? And I would argue Zayden has a pretty big fucking ego, and I was like...
But for good reason.
Thank you, Zayden. Anyway, so I just wanted to add that. I just saw it, and I was like, oh my god, I literally highlighted it, because I was like, if I didn't like him enough after this whole year of weird shit we've read, I was like, I was like, refreshed. Mm-hmm. I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
So, Rebecca, thank you for adding that part. It was, like, a minute of my time, but it made my life that much better.
That and, like, whatever that fucking, you know, thing that was going around with the fucking recharging station. Why are we doing that, guys?
Oh, okay.
Authors, so now, don't do that.
So now, this part I also love. So, I mentioned this last recording that you never witnessed. Can you tell we're still mad about it? So,
just a little.
I love a good friend group, always.
Oh, yeah. Jamie's, like, big always. On the friend groups.
So, they're having sex for, like, the sixth time now, whatever, and there's a knock on the door, and Zayden's like, get away.
Yeah. Like, he literally is like, go away.
Oh, he says, go the fuck away. Amazing. He snarled. So, perfect. That's exactly what I need. And, like, you love that. Like, when a man is, like, murderous because
mm-hmm.
the sex you're having is so great,
he's
that
so
he's,
he's so focused.
Yeah, that he's, like, so into it that he's, like, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's like, I'm sorry, whatever. And he's like, someone better be fucking dead. And then it's Garrick. And he's like, well, there's going to be a lot of people dead because we're under attack. And so they, like, jump up and he's like, oh my god, what?
What
and
a then, fucking, like...
Boner deflator.
Yeah.
And then so like, Zayden opens the door, and, like, Violet, like, he can't see Violet, and Garrick is like, we better bring Soren Gale, too, like, we need everyone, which I just love that, like, again,
he just knew.
Yeah, like, I love a best friend like that, that he's like, dude, I'm really fucking sorry, like, fuck, like, I'm sorry to ruin your night, but I also love that, like, there was no one else, even for, like, the friends, like, it wasn't like, who's in there with you, like, it was like, well, we know it's Violet.
Yeah.
And I love that trope. Like, I love just, like, everyone knowing, like, before they know kind of thing. Not before they know, but, like...
Yeah. Well, we also don't know, like, what Zayden has told them, obviously, because everything is from Violet's perspective, ATM, but, that changes.
Oh, my God. Someone better be dead if I get out of this bed, Garrick. I love them. Love them. So,
yeah. Well, now shit just hits the fan, and then you're like, fuck.
But there's, like, one last little cute moment of her wearing his jacket.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, after they've been ravishing this whole time.
Ravishing.
Fucking Energizer bunnies these people are. He's like, oh, like, you're gonna be cold. So he gives her, like, his, like, what I would assume is, like, a varsity jacket in basket.
Amazing.
Like, his version of his varsity jacket.
Every fantasy comes alive.
Yeah, literally. And so, you know, they're all walking out to where they need to be, and, like, Rhi comes up. And she was like, oh, like, where you been, Missy? She was like, nowhere. And she was like, oh, well, whose jacket are you wearing? Because, to my knowledge, you're not a third year.
Or the
wing.
A fourth wing.
Oh my god, so good. Violet's like, just like, shut up. Like, and she was like, I love how Rhi's like, well, was I good?
Yeah.
And Violet's
Rhi's
like,
Rhi's a girl's girl.
Yeah, she is. So good. And like, Dane walks over, and like, Rhi just like casually puts her arm around her, so like, he doesn't see.
Covers the letters.
Yeah. Oh, she's so, so good. So good. Anyways, so we find out that it's the next installment of the War Games.
Yeah, they're a bunch of liars.
So, this is where it gets real. They're splitting up. They have to go to, like, different places. And Dane is like, okay, Violet, you're coming with me. And then Zayden comes over and he's like, no, she's coming with me. And Dane's like, she's in my squad. Like, she has to come with me, blah, blah, blah. And Zayden's like, okay, well, you do know the situation here. Dragons, mated, us. Also looped somehow because of this. He was like, she's coming with me. And Dane's like looking at Violet, and you could, he's like pleading with her. He's like, please, like, come with me. And Violet's like, no.
And mind you, I didn't realize till the reread either, fourth wing was the only wing given a place to go. Everyone else got to pick what outpost they went to, which on the reread I'm like, sketch.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. So just to backtrack a little here, and it's, like, a kind of a spoiler. Again, we'll talk about it now, so it's not really a big deal. But at the ball, Dane had touched Violet's face and said, like, you look beautiful tonight. Dane's a sneaky piece of shit. I hate that. So
this was the ultimate betrayal.
Yeah. And so Dane, as Hallie's mentioning, is being, like, pleading, weird, a little sketchy. And as they're hugging goodbye, because Violet basically makes a spectacle and says, like, I pick Zayden, and he's like, you too? Like, there's been rumors about, like, what is wrong with you? Whatever. So his pride is all down, and then so he hugs her, and he says, like, I'm gonna miss you, Violet. He's gonna get you killed. And at first you're like, you know, like, is he saying goodbye to her romantically and, like, in general saying he'll get you killed?
Yeah, yeah.
And then as the book goes on, you're like, oh, no, he meant, like,
right now. Like, actually.
Like, right the second.
Yeah, like, actually, as soon as you get on your dragon, you're gonna die. Because, so, essentially, that's almost what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so they fly to wherever they have to fly to. And they pull up to this abandoned, you know, outpost thing. And there's just, like, a little, like, envelope sitting on a table.
Well, hold on. First, they go to the lake.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about that. They go to a lake. They have to stop because it's like a two-day... Like,
water their dragon?
Yeah, it's like a it's like a two-day flight or something. Yeah, so they need to, like, you know, rest, drink some water, chill out. And they pull up at this lake, and a fucking group of griffin riders...
Who the war is against.
Show up, and Violet's, like, already, like, she's, like, checking where her, her daggers are.
Yeah.
And turns out, they're friends with these fuckers. And then Violet starts thinking, and she's, all of a sudden, she starts fucking spiraling. Because now she's piecing together, like, okay, Zayden is a son of the rebels, I'm with all children of the rebels. We're at this far remote location, and now there's Griffin Riders talking about the shipment that they haven't gotten yet from Zayden and his group. And she's like, what is going on here?
She thinks that Zayden's, like, aiding the other side in the war.
Yeah.
We come to find out that it's not, everything in Nevaeh is a lie. Venom are real. These, like, dark energy wielders. And so...
The folklore.
All the folklore that, like, Violet knew from her dad and all that is real. And all of Nevaeh, like, the higher-ups know. And so they're giving the Griffin Riders weapons because their wards, the dragons made, keep the Venom out.
Mm-hmm.
But they've essentially outcast all the Griffin Riders, and they're, like, battling and, like, losing. So Zayden and them are, like, helping them. And that's what the rebellion was about. Mm-hmm. And, like, they were like, fuck those people, they're not our own, and we're gonna keep ourselves safe. And so now Violet is, like, she went through a spiral thinking Zayden was a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's, like, her whole life is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom, everything is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's all making a lot more sense as far as battle brief and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, she's, that's a lot. That's a lot to learn.
Definitely.
A 2-second thing.
And you're not even, you know, at your part two of the war games.
Right. And so, basically, they're going up to the outpost, and Zayden's like...
So Violet's, like, still kind of pissed, but she, like, understands.
Yeah. Like, he basically says, he's like, again, in Zayden fashion, is like, you can be mad at me all you want, but, like, do you believe me?
Mm-hmm.
And, she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, that's all I need. Like, before we go anywhere, like, I have a bad feeling about this now.
Yeah.
Do you believe this? And she's like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
So he's like, fine. Onward. Now you can go ahead.
Oh, God. So, yeah, they pull up. There's an envelope on the table. They open it, they read it, and they're like, oh, fuck. We're screwed. Basically, all the envelope said was, like, good luck surviving. Can you imagine? Could you imagine? And the next thing you know,
they're
under attack. Yeah. So, the Wyverns are, like, I think of them as, like, possessed miniature dragons. Maybe not, like, miniature, but, like...
They're to me in my head.
Like, really?
Do you watch House of Dragon or no?
Yeah.
So, like, Wyverns to me look more like Daemon's dragon, but with two legs. Like long and, like,
okay.
Creepy.
Okay.
And then, like, Violet's dragon, like, big, beefy, like...
Yeah.
Not like Granny Vhagar, because, like, she's, like, gross-looking.
Yeah.
But, like, big, like, stocky.
Okay.
Like, almost, like... Daenerys dragons.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, like, then the Wyverns are more like daemons, like these sneaky, snaky little fucks.
Like, slimy-looking fuckers.
Yeah, but with two legs.
Gotcha.
Because dragons have four.
Mm. Griffins also have two, right? But they have the head of a lion, right?
No, I think they have four, because they're, like, almost actually gallop like horses.
Mm.
I don't know. I'll Google it.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. They're under attack by these things.
Doesn't matter how many legs they have, they're under fucking attack.
And there's so many of them. Oh my god, they really get, like, ambushed. Like,
yes.
There's, what, 8 of them? 12 of them? At most?
There's mad Wyverns, there's, like...
There's probably, Venom. Like, 80 Wyverns. And then there's, like, 4 Venom that are there.
Yeah, bet. Two can, like, level a city.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like, fuck. We're screwed. Basically, a lot of fighting. Lots of powers being thrown.
And they're looking for something they've discussed. We don't know what, but yeah, there's all kinds of shit going on.
Yeah, so, you know, they're fighting, they're trying to do their thing, yada, 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 and then all of a sudden...
Oh, man.
Liam's dragon is under attack. So Liam, like, jumped off his dragon to, like, jump onto a Wyvern to, like, fight a Venom. And in the meantime...
That was, like, such, like, a...
And then in the meantime, a Wyvern came and, like, grabbed his dragon by the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And is, like, fucking tearing into it. Now, as we know, if a dragon dies, the rider will die. So... Long story short... Liam's dragon dies. And it's very upsetting... mad emo. I was mad emo when this happened.
Bro. Liam's death scene was fucking brutal.
Yeah, it was. Because, you know, Liam was fine. Yeah, he got stabbed a couple times, but, like, he would have lived.
Yeah, but, like, because the dragon's dead, like, Violet says, like, I'm watching this perfectly healthy person just die in front of me.
So, like, she has...
Oh, I have a chill.
She has Liam on Tarn's back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's, like, holding him, like, in her lap. And she's, like... I'm so sorry, like, blah, 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 blah. And, like, Liam's like, it's been an honor.
Ugh. And then, like, Zayden gets there.
Mm-hmm. And he, like, picks him up to walk him over to his dragon.
Right.
So they can be together.
And then...
Oh, when they die.
She says, like, the, like... I don't know. Like, sorrowful, like, screaming. Like, his soul is screaming. Is, like, Zayden.
Yeah.
She, like, feels how, like, devastating
when,
he
yeah,
is.
When Liam dies.
Oh, God. Oh. Yeah, Liam was rough.
That was tough.
And then in that process of that whole fight kerfuffle,
mm-hmm.
that word's just fantastic.
Kerfuffle,
anyways,
I know.
Such a good word. Violet was stabbed fighting a Venon, and it had, like, green on it, so it's, like, a poison.
I think it was after. Because then she's fucking pissed. And she's like, Tarn, we're getting these fuckers. And he was like, yes, silver one.
Right, wow, good voice. Or maybe you are right, because, yeah, that was, like, in response
yeah,
to Liam's
because
death.
Then she's just like, bah, bah,
yeah,
bah,
now she's,
bah,
going
bah.
For, she's going for the fucking head.
What's that song? Dun, 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 bow, 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 yeah. What's her name? Oh.
Okay.
Whatever.
That was, like, a...
Somebody knows. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
I hope they tell me, because I have no fucking idea.
Anyway, I'm going to find it and send it to you.
Please, please do. So, yeah, now she's pissed, and she's, like, wielding lightning. She's, like, and Darna's helping her stop time, and it's, like, all this shit. Basically,
mm-hmm.
if you kill a Venon, all the Wyverns, because they, like, create them, they
yeah.
all die. So Violet, like, has Indarna stop time. It, like, puts Indarna to her max, so she
mm-hmm.
needs, like, sleep again after this. But, like, she's, like, moving lightning through the sky, kills the Venon, the Wyvern are dead. And then I think there's, like, one more, and that's when she gets stabbed.
Yeah, so, a Venon, like, jumps onto
Tarn's
back. And so she's, like, fighting the Venon. She's also, we also learned some vital information here. There's, like, she realizes that she's fighting, like, another student.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, these fucking Venon have, like, their own college out here.
Like
what is going on?
T-shirts and the sage.
Yeah, and then the sage, at the end, he gets away, but everyone else gets killed. So Violet's fighting this Venon, and the Venon stabs her, like, in the side, and she realizes that, like, oh, that was poison. She was like, oh, like, how funny, like, me, a master of poisons, being killed by a poison.
Right.
So she ends up killing the Venon.
Yeah.
Or something.
Or, like, the battle's lost, and the sage, like, flees.
Yeah, so they take down all of the Venon. All the Wyverns die, but the sage is able to escape.
I will open for our ending.
He escapes, and then... Well, now this is the crazy part. So then Violet blacks out because she's
poisoned.
Overtaken by the poison. And she wakes up in a room that's not her room.
Yes.
In an unknown place, an unfamiliar
this
landscape.
Also Zayden's point of view.
This chapter is also Zayden's point of view. I love how the last chapter is the Zayden point of view.
Always.
So good.
Yeah.
And essentially, here's the cliffhanger of the lifetime for Fourth Wing.
Basically, Zayden starts talking to her when she's up, and he says, like, I only breathed when you breathed. Like, I mean, just true fucking romance. Mind you, they start kissing and shit, and she remembers, like,
everything
that he lied, and then
yeah.
she, like, shoves him off, and I was like, oh, we could have just, like,
I know.
Forgiven him, whatever. So it turns out they're in Arita? I don't know if
I thought it was Aricia.
Sure, that sounds much better than what I'm saying.
Aretia? Aricia? Aretia? Anyways,
they're in
Zayden's country.
Yeah, like his, like...
His territory.
His so, basically, they said, like, you know, when the rebels fell, like, they burned it all, and
mm-hmm.
he's like, yeah, we're still here.
Well, they did burn it all, but because there was such a large group of, like, all the marked ones together, you know, no one could see what they were doing. So they started, like, rebuilding their land.
Right. And
right
so,
under the noses of all the generals of Nevaeh.
Right. So, like, they're chatting, and he's like, ask me, like, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zayden says, basically, like, so she is talking to him, and he said, you have 20 seconds before, like,
he comes in. Yeah.
And we're like, who's he? And then so Violet says, I'm still hoping that missive at Alphabine was really about the war games, which is the place they were just in when the Venon attacked. Do you think there's any chance we just happen to end up in the middle of a Wyvern attack at an outpost? And, like, that was the question she asked, which I feel like, weird question, like, that we know that's not true, but fine, Violet, be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you hear is, that definitely wasn't an accident, little sister. And fucking Brennan is alive and well and just walks right on
Guess who's back? Back again.
And he says, "Welcome to the revolution, Violet." Amazing.
That's the last sentence. Ends.
Honestly, Rebecca Yarros crushes it with cliffhangers.
Yeah, she does. They suck, but they're good.
So, yeah. So, book one, I mean, honestly, book one is big. Aside from, like, the joking
A lot of AI, stuff happens in those 500 pages.
Like, I was fully locked in. I love a pilot book. Again, first kiss, first sex, the world building. Like, this book was, like, wow. It had everything I needed in it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Book two, I remembered a lot of book one. I forgot a lot about book two. Now that we're rereading it, I'm, like, back in.
Yeah, forget how, like, everything connects.
Yeah, book two gets even crazier.
But I remember, like, the big general things that happen.
Yeah, and so now, I mean, we know basically this one, the whole world that you knew in book one is, like, a lie. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're, like, relearning it. Which is similar to, like, to a lot of fantasy books, right? Like, the Blight in ACOTAR.
Well, yeah.
The Blight, and it's, like, actually, like, Highburn. Like, so I like that because I like when the main character is ignorant to something. And you learn it along with them. I think that's, like, a great, like, literary tool that, like, because then, like, they're getting explained to them and you're, like, learning.
Yeah.
With them.
Whereas opposed, like, they already know and it's, like,
telling you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I like to be on the same playing field as, like, the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so now we're heading into book two. Get ready. We will discuss that next week. Hopefully all is going well. And then we're just diving right into Onyx Storm, which is so crazy. We're going to have a lot of more theory in the Iron Flame episodes.
Mm-hmm. Onyx Storm is going to be a fucking manic shit show, so just be aware.
And Onyx Storm isn't even, like, that's not the last book. So, like, we should have more theories. I was reading something, so, like, this happens every time there's a book release. Books come out, like, in Target, all of a sudden on the shelves, like, 3 days early, whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't see any spoilers, so I'm avoiding them at all costs. But apparently I saw, like, a meme, and it was, like, someone said, like, Onyx Storm, like, ends, like, fucked up again. And I was like, God damn it.
Okay, but, like, we knew that was gonna happen. Yeah, like, I expected
there
that.
There hasn't been any book that ends.
Normal.
Well, mind you, I've been sending Hallie a bunch of, like, shit, which I'll talk about probably more in the Iron Flame episodes. But, like, Onyx Storm is Rebecca Yarros' favorite book. She's like, you guys will be in pain. I'm very sorry.
Also, somebody definitely has to die.
Yeah, I'm also pretty sure, just based on, like, certain, like, interviews, I think Rebecca Yarros is, like, a Swiftie, so she's, like, you know, comparing things, which I'm not super...
I saw that, yeah. I don't...
I'm not super aware of it, but, like,
I know nothing.
Storm is, like, the Reputation era, which is, like, that, like, it's, like, that dark album. Like,
don't even know.
Not, like, dark, but it's, like, bad bitch album, so I'm, like, a little nervous about that.
I've never listened to it. I don't know. Like, you know, I don't even know what the cover art looks like.
Ooh, look what you made me do. You know that song?
That's Taylor Swift.
Yeah. So, like, that album is what Rebecca Yarros was comparing Onyx Storm to.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, anyways, we sound really uneducated about that, because we are. It makes sense, I promise, to someone listening. So, yeah. So, we will see you guys next week for Iron Flame.
Part one.
Yeah, the rundown of what we're covering in that episode. But it's going to be a doozy. We'll have, like, a lot of main recap, like, plot points, and then, like, theorizing as we gear up for Onyx Storm. And then, we'll be reading that in, like, a day. So, we'll let you know how it goes.
I'm booked this weekend. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Not even. I guess Wednesday. I'm booked Wednesday.
Yeah. So we'll see you guys then. Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
See you next week. I'm scared.
That was.
Kids, this is for all. Oh, girl. God, what? I think I'm just
cut. Wrong.